Okay, Saturday, January 30th, 2021, 5:51 a.m. Okay, I've been out here in the studio slash garage since 5 o'clock, dealing with some things. My wife has these little squirrel feeders. The one that she had bought years and years ago is starting to fall apart, so she had me make one. So I was dealing with that, getting that pretty much wrapped up, the usual stuff. I got up at 3:30 this morning, dealt with the dog, ate my breakfast, did my vitals, blah, 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 drank some coffee, decaf coffee, not that much to look forward to, decaf coffee. Washes down the cereal. I think that's about all the good it does. So I'm going to start painting again on my absolutely free panel and get going here. I'm not too happy with the results from yesterday. Looking at it now, things, you know, you add a little too much white sometimes. It looks kind of like chalky after a while. So I'm thinking about that. That part of the paint's still wet. I don't know if I should just, you know, sometimes you go on top of it when it's wet and you just scrape up what's underneath it. So maybe I'll just let it dry and then deal with it after that. Could always sand it down again, I guess. I'm going to work on the tree trunks and see where that leads me for beginners. So back to work. Yeah, I just want to talk about what's going on in the news lately. Money. So this is when the GameStop stock trading news broke out past couple of days. It seems that there are a bunch of, or not a bunch, but at least a couple, hedge fund companies hedging their bets against the stock for GameStop. And we're trying to or bidding on it, the price going down, and the thing is you know, you get it, there is collusion. When you look at a lot of this stuff, you get they buy up all they not buy up but they short the stock, which is basically they're borrowing it from a brokerage to, I don't know how they do it. They're borrowing stocks from a brokerage, which actually belongs to somebody else, but the brokerage is holding on to it, and they drive the price down by pretty much by going on TV and saying, some of their representatives going on TV and saying, oh, this stock looks bad, it's probably going to go down, so people start selling it. Now they're what they did was I watched all this stuff for the past couple of days, and there's a way of where they actually get to dump it off and make a profit. And don't ask me how they did that. I didn't really follow it that closely, I guess, but it made sense at the time. So they can, the more the stock goes down, the more money they make, okay? And it is manipulated because they got people saying, oh, the stock's going to go down. Well, some individuals on some chat rooms and what have you said, well, you know, they got wind of that they're doing that to GameStop. So they said, hey, let's start buying these shares of GameStop. And they drove the price up. And some people made several $1,000 investment in buying the stocks, and it went up to, you know, like lots of money, like $500,000 or something like that, some ridiculous amount where they really made out on it. And the bad part for the hedge fund people is that they lost billions, you know. And the people in the game, the people in the real system, the controlling system, the hedge fund people, they didn't like that, apparently. And so people are squawking. People that are on their side are squawking, saying, that's not right. They shouldn't be able to do that. Well, come on, you know? These hedge fund people, you know, I can't believe that they don't call each other on the phone saying, hey, let's short this stock. Let's make some money. And And the thing is, you know, it doesn't really add any value to or any real value to the economy. All they're doing is manipulating what the system is to make money for themselves. You know, and so it's really one of those things where you know, if the little guy didn't learn how this all works, they wouldn't be able to do what they did. Okay, so they found out how it works, they found out what they're doing, so they said, well, let's just do this and buy up the stock and make some money. And that's what they did, and they did it all above board. They didn't call, you know, because they were doing this in chat rooms, you know, so you know, it's not like it was a hush-hush phone call between somebody or a luncheon at some expensive restaurant like the hedge fund people do and say, hey, let's short GameStop, you know. So I don't know if they did that. Who knows? They may not have done that, but it does look fishy when more than one hedge fund group does that, and they make, you know, millions and millions of dollars on shorting stocks. And like I said, the representatives go on TV and say, oh, this stock looks bad, and drives the price down. So anyway, so that was my discussion on money for today. That was the big thing in the news. Okay. 9:43 a.m. Cleaning up here. Yeah, it's this painting's definitely a struggle compared to the other ones. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So we'll see. Maybe it's just not developed far enough. It's just not doing something. I rechanged the drawing. Got this big bin where everybody's throwing money into, and it was rectangular, with one side being longer than the other, and I really wanted it square, so I redrew it to make it look more square, which it does now. What else did I draw? That's pretty much it. I drew in some more figure faces and defined them a little bit more. Painted in the branches of these and trunks of these trees. So anyway, like I said, I'm not really that happy with it, but I'm keeping on. Keep on keeping on to paint. So that's it for today. Gotta go do some stuff outside and get some things done.